The highest expression of man is to appear to be what he is. The highest expression of man is to appear to be what he is. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. The highest expression of man is to appear to be what he is. What kind of appearance do I go around showing the world? What kind of appearance do you go around showing the world? Do you go around showing the world the appearance of you being a wonderful, glorious, dynamic person? Do you go around the world showing yourself to be the wonderful being that you really are? Do you go around the world expressing all of the goodness that you are? Do you express that outwardly in every way? If you go around the world expressing outwardly what you really are all of the time, you'll find that you are a very beautiful and a very wonderful person. Because who we are within ourselves is what we really want to be. What we really want to be is to express the divine that we are, our creative originality. We were born to be magnificent beings. We were born to be outstanding beings. We were born to be remarkable beings in every way. And yet, we pretend that that's not our reality. We can't be that good. We can't be that wonderful. We can't be that outstanding. We can't be that magnificent. But we are. That's what we are created to be. We are created to be outstanding, magnificent, wonderful in every possible way. And the more we look at the appearance of who we really are and expect to shine that forth in our life, the more we'll be happy with ourselves. The more we'll realize that the highest expression of man is to appear to be what he is. You are a divine idea. I am a divine idea. We are a divine idea out of the infinite consciousness. And we are perfect out of the infinite consciousness. We are created absolutely magnificent. We are created absolutely wonderful in every possible way. There is no improvement that need be made. The divine in us that created us created us absolutely perfect right from the beginning. And that is our appearance. And that is our reality. Now, are we strong enough? Are we willing enough to stand up and say, I am perfect? I like me. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Everything was created absolutely perfect, absolutely beautiful, absolutely wonderful. Everything was created fantastic in my world. Are we strong enough to stand up and say that about ourselves? Can we look at ourselves as we have the appearances of life sometimes? And the appearances of life sometimes say to ourselves that we are unhappy, or we are limited, or we are not as good as we think we'd like to be. And that's the moment to turn our attention to our reality, to turn our attention to who we really are, to the highest expression that we could possibly be. And as we turn our attention to the expression of what we could possibly be, we begin to see life is pretty wonderful. Life is pretty fantastic. The glorious things that go on in this world are absolutely marvelous, absolutely outstanding, absolutely glorious. And truly, that's what they are. That's what they are. So when we can begin to take our attention and turn it full blast on our reality, we will express something so magnificent and so wonderful and so glorious that we could never have imagined that it was so. And yet, that is just the way it is. That is just the way it is. It is so. It is glorious. It is beautiful. It is wonderful. So, when you say, I'm whole and perfect, are you kidding yourself? Are you pretending that you are something that you're not? No. You are speaking the truth about yourself, of who you really are, and what you really are and what your goal is for yourself and what your expression is for yourself to express outwardly. Oh, it's true. We are sort of like the sculptor. We take a lump of clay and we fashion it into some object, maybe a person, maybe a fish, maybe a dog, maybe a tree. Who knows what we make out of a lump of clay? But what we make out of that lump of clay, the ideal picture is in our mind. The ideal of that lump of clay, of what we want that lump of clay to express, is in our mind. And then we just let our fingers mold it and bring it forth. It's already existing in our mind. It's already perfect in our mind. It's already ideal in our mind. That's like we are already perfect. We are already ideal in our mind. And now we bring that forth. And we let that shine in our life. We let that shine in our world. We let that shine through everything that we are. We are the sculptor. We are the one who fashions out of the clay of our life what we really are. We really are that perfect expression, that perfect David that Michelangelo brought out of the stone, that marble. And if we will realize that all the time, if we'll recognize that all the time, that the highest expression of man is to appear to be what he is, we have in our mind the perfect thought of who we are. And now let's fashion that thought with our words and our ideas of saying, I'm whole and perfect, I'm glorious, I'm wonderful, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, yes, I like me, because I have created me, and I am a happy, happy creation of my heart and my soul and my being. And the more I say that, the more I realize that, the more I emphasize that, the more I mold carefully with the clay that I have to work with, the more beautiful will come that which I have molded. The more beautiful will become that which I have in my heart. And it will shine forth out of my fingertips, out of my heart, out of my soul. And I will have that being which I am, which I appear to be. Yes, in our mind, we see ourselves whole and perfect. In our heart, we see ourselves fulfilled in every beautiful way. In our being, we know the truth about ourselves, and as we know this truth about ourselves, we illustrate it, we demonstrate it, we live it, and we are it. And it's a wonderful, beautiful thing. But it's only wonderful and only beautiful as we call it forth, as we have the highest expression of ourself, the highest appearance of what we are, and that is what truly we are. Today we can do that. We can do that today. We can call that forth in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, and we can mold out of the clay of our life that beautiful David coming forth from the marble that Michelangelo brought him out, and that every great artist brings out of the substance that they mold with, and that you and I bring out of our hearts, out of the infinite beingness that we are. And we bring that into expression in our life, and we can say, I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal beingness right now. This is my reality. What I have in my heart and my mind and my soul, that is my reality. That's what I express in my physical life. That's what I express in my physical body. That's what I express in the universe in which I live. And that's what I express right now, because that is my reality. And that's the only reality that I will ever know. It's the only reality that I will ever care about. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's lovely. It's marvelous, and it's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am today and forevermore. And I love it. I love it. I love it. For That's my reality. And that's your reality. Enjoy it today. Claim it today. Name it for you today. I love you. I love you. I love you.